For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. At 170 pounds, Jacinda Jones is half the woman she used to be.
I'd managed to get up to 350. Actually, I don't know the exact weight because my scale, of course, would not measure my weight.
2 years ago, this Bowling Green wife and mother was a size 28. She lived on fast food and was an admitted couch potato.
I ate out a lot. And when I would eat out, it would be a salad, the entree, bread, dessert. I mean, it would be all of it. When I would go to fast food, I would get chicken fingers and fries, and there was no exercise.
Jacinda had experienced weight problems since her youth, but her life-changing moment came on an airplane in 2010.
I had went to Vegas, and the seatbelt wouldn't buckle, and I couldn't get it buckle. I was too embarrassed to ask, you know, for the extender.
After the trip, she began thinking about gastric bypass surgery.
My mom actually told me, she said, you need to have the surgery. And I am so scared of going into surgery. I had told her, I said, give me one more shot to do this. And if it fails this time, I will have the surgery.
At 32 years old, Jacinda was obese and pre-diabetic. She had high blood pressure and no energy.
I also developed what was known as benign intracranial hypertension. It's where my body either doesn't get rid of or makes too much of spinal fluid because of my weight. And it would give me headaches because I had too much pressure on my spine. But also, there was always the threat of it pushes on my optic nerves, and I could also go blind from it. I went to an ophthalmologist, and he's like, you've got to lose weight.
And then she turned to an unexpected place, her job. Jacinda works as a claims specialist for Progressive Insurance in the company's Bowling Green office. She began taking advantage of the company's employee wellness program called Healthy You. Progressive offers its workers a host of healthy living tools, such as on-site fitness centers and health clinics, exercise and nutrition coaching, gym membership reimbursement, and fitness challenges.
You know, we see it as really critical to the success of the company in the sense that you need to have happy and healthy employees.
Lynn Major is business leader of compensation and benefits at Progressive.
When people are happy and healthy, they want to come to work. They're able to come to work, so you don't have absenteeism issues. But you also have people who are fully engaged. You know, they're feeling good, and so they're going to be productive.
Progressive is among 50% of the nation's employers offering some type of employee wellness program, according to a recent survey from the RAND Corporation. Lynn Major says healthy workers save themselves and the company money.
In our instance at Progressive, we pay a significant portion to cover our employees from a medical plan standpoint, for example, but the employee also participates in that cost. So by an employee caring about their own health and wellness, does it reduce their cost too? Because obviously they're contributing to the cost of paying for their medical coverage as well.
Workplace wellness programs are also becoming more popular at universities. Ben Spittler works at WKU as a maintenance technician. He hardly ever went to the doctor, but last year decided to have a biometric screening at the health clinic on campus. That's when he found out he had high cholesterol, which made sense given his family history of heart disease.
My dad's father had his first heart attack in his 50s and ended up having open heart surgery and died in his 60s. And then my father just had his first heart attack at 55 just a few weeks ago. So it's definitely something to hit home, and it's something that I really want to try to get a handle on before, you know, I get into my 40s or 50s.
His doctor wanted to put Ben on medication.
And then I told him, I said, you know, I'd really like to try to get this down on my own. You know, I don't want to have to do that in my 30s. He said, well, he said, as high as yours is, chances of getting it down aren't very good. And I said, well, give me 6 months. If I could have 6 months to try to do it. And after 6 months, he was shocked.
In that time, Ben had dropped his cholesterol by 85 points and lost 30 pounds. The university rewarded his success with a one-time cash payment, which Ben says paid for his gym membership. WKU launched a revamped employee wellness program last January to help employees target chronic health conditions like heart disease and diabetes. Wade Pinkert is the employee wellness manager at WKU.
It's interesting that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they estimate that 75% of the overall health care in this country is associated with chronic illnesses.
Those chronic conditions, Pinkert says, are associated with four lifestyle behaviors that we all have control over: physical inactivity, a poor diet, smoking, and too much alcohol. The Employee Wellness Program at WKU offers employees health screenings on campus, a website for exercise and nutrition coaching, as well as incentives for joining Weight Watchers and smoking cessation programs. In the program's first year, Wade Pinkard says nearly half of faculty and staff completed at least one activity.
Anecdotally, we've had several employees report back to us that they were unaware that they were borderline hypertensive. They hadn't had their blood pressure checked in some time, and that came out during the screening process. One individual who had very high cholesterol, he followed up with his primary care physician and was put on medication. He made some lifestyle changes of his own through assistance with the program and actually was able to get off that medication as a result.
Most employee wellness programs precede the Affordable Care Act, but the federal health care law is likely to get more employers on board. Obamacare gives employers with wellness programs more latitude to increase insurance premiums on workers who don't meet certain health guidelines. Soren Matke is a senior scientist at the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit research group. He took one major corporation and studied its wellness program over a 7-year period.
And what we found is that their overall program returned $1.50 for every dollar invested.
Based on his research, Matke says workplace wellness programs offer employers no immediate financial benefit, but long-term they can lead to reduced health costs. In the 2 years since Jacinda Jones began her weight loss journey, she has dropped more than 150 pounds. It's easy to see how she has physically changed, but Jacinda says her emotional transformation has been just as spectacular. Sharon Bassett is Jacinda's supervisor.
Before Jacinda began her weight loss routine and her goal to change her life, she was a very quiet, introverted person. Once she made the decision to start losing weight and live healthier, she became a whole new person. Her confidence was out the roof. She performed better at work. She had a more bubbly attitude and personality about life and when interacting with people. And she's just been a 180 from where she was before.
The 350-pound woman who felt hopeless 2 years ago is right now training for a 5K. Today, Jacinda exercises regularly, eats out less, and counts calories.
But there are those times that I just get bored. And I'll eat when I'm bored. I eat when I'm happy. I eat when I'm sad. It's hard. It still is hard to this day.
Keeping the weight off will be a lifetime chore, but her employer, she says, has her back. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.